In Libya, there are signs that the recent revolution won't unite the country. For one thing, tribal leaders and militia commanders are setting up a semi-autonomous region in the oil-rich eastern part of the country. In addition, many of Libya's border crossings, seaports, and airports are still controlled by militias, and the country's interim government seems to be fighting a losing battle in its effort to seize control. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse spent time with one of Libya's most powerful militia groups and has this report.
If you're trying to build yourself a new state, then an international airport is a pretty crucial asset. I'm standing here on the tarmac of Tripoli International, in between two Libyan Airlines airplanes. But 6 months after the fall of Tripoli, this international gateway to Libya is controlled not by the state, but by a militia group from a small town in the Nafusa Mountains.
Most of us are from Zenten. We have one or two from other cities.
The man in charge here is Abdul Hakim Shaibi. He's a middle-aged, broad-shouldered, squat man with a beard that clearly was once deep black but is now flecked with grey. He's wearing a camouflage combat outfit and somewhat incongruously blue suede brogue boots.
We don't expect anything from the government, even though they have promised to be us. They should be us, but we are used to them saying one thing and doing another. Even under Gaddafi, it was the same.
Libya's fledgling government is trying to assert itself here, but it lacks the authority. Quite frankly, former fighters like Abdul Hakim Shaibi don't trust the politicians who now say they call the shots here. He says that he and his 1,200 men are still needed to prevent Libya's main international gateway from falling into the wrong hands.
We'll hand over control of everything once the country is back on its feet, but not before. We'll never let the country fall back into the hands of profiteers. On behalf of all the former rebel forces, I say we'll crush with an iron fist anyone who tries to destroy the revolution.
The various Zintan brigades control more than just the airport. They control banks, an Islamic center in the capital, even oil fields in the southwest of the country. So how did this town, with a population of no more than 50,000 people, become so powerful? We made the journey into the foothills of the Nafusa Mountains to see for ourselves. Zintan is a real mix between the traditional and the modern. In amongst the pickup trucks, some of them still with their anti-aircraft guns welded to the back, there are men on horseback wearing traditional winter clothes, thick white woolen cloaks covering their upper bodies and their heads. Ask people here about their town and they'll quickly tell you about the colonial period when their forefathers fought against the Italians. But it was during last year's revolt against Colonel Gaddafi that Zintan gained its current fearsome reputation. Commander Ibrahim al-Madani lost his father in the revolution.
It's a small town, but it fought because, you know, it's in our blood. Even our grandfathers, they were fighting for, you know, until the end. When you give your blood to Libya and Libyan people, you would be, I'm happy for that, you know.
Zintan may be small, but the power that its militiamen now wield is forcing even global players to take note. Last weekend, the French defense minister paid a visit. On the brow of a hill, there's a Bedouin tent set up. It's much like the kinds of tents that Colonel Gaddafi used to receive foreign visitors in, but these are different times. If you want your finger on the pulse of power, you come to Zintan. Gérard Longuet had, he said, come to meet his Libyan counterpart, a Zintani himself.
My desire as Minister of Defence is to meet my colleague and also to pay homage to the Libyan fighters in the place where the resistance proved to be decisive.
The mood was upbeat. The talk was of cooperation. But besides Tripoli Airport, the banks and the oil fields, Zintan has another big trump card up its sleeve. Not far from where the French defence minister was having lunch, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi is being held in a secret location.
That report from the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Libya. Back in 30 seconds with Chevy's decision to pull the plug, at least temporarily, on its electric car, the Volt. It's here and now.